One aspect of the current work, the greater work that is taking place, is the increase in the abilities and the experiences of all peoples, of all types, regardless of whether they are initiated within a framework of a tradition or religion, or if they are not, simply living a normal, healthy life and aware of what's taking place, with an unfolding awareness of heart and breath and mind toward the One, because this is naturally taking place. One aspect of this is that there's the breaking down of the particular forms, the modes of authority within the religious traditions. And this includes the more real spiritual traditions, which have been carried on and continued on by people who have name titles and are in a hierarchical structure. You can see this breaking down daily simply by examining the news. And what you find, and this goes along with the fact that we are moving toward an era in which people are becoming naturally, they're evolving naturally more toward realization and higher experience through many different means. And it goes along with the fact that there's resistance to this in many different organizations and groups, especially from people who don't want to let go of their authority, their power, but also people within the framework of that particular organization, religion, path, in which they consider the changes that are taking place to be detrimental to not only to the organization, but also have some sort of negative effect on them. They feel threatened. And so there's great resistance to that. But overall, what's happening is that we're moving toward the situation where as people grow, as they become more aware, they also grow out of the constrictions of the religions which have, in the main, run their course, whereas the spiritual teachings continue on. So while there's the breakdown of religion, there's the increase in spirituality. Now this leads more also to the particular traditions that are of the more real and which do carry on the more real teachings and transmission, that there's the breakdown of the necessity for having so much of a religious priesthood type structure. So there's the growth within that organization or group or transmission or teaching, whatever you wish to call it, although each one of these does have different functions. So they're not interchangeable words. But within the framework, or one of those frameworks that I just mentioned, there's the breakdown of the necessity to have the transmission and teaching continued solely by people who are within the organizational structure and who are labeled in whatever the terms of the priesthood or the bringing forward of the path and the tradition is, as there are different names that are used in various teachings. So there's a breakdown of this, and there's moving more toward the experience of the so-called laity, which means all those other people who are not specifically initiated and to be part of the organizational higher structure. Now, this is natural because, as I say, there's the evolution of the race as a whole, the people as a whole, and this means everyone within the world. So if you are working within the structure of an organization, a religion, and you find it breaking down, you might want to consider how to promote this rather than how to hold on to the old, the past, which is not necessarily what needs to be continued, rather than fight the changes so much. I know this could be very difficult, but it's a good thing to look at. If you're not within that structure, or even if you are, you can observe and see what's taking place, and then open the way for people more toward the real experience, rather than promoting the particular path or process or the organization. It doesn't have to be done. Go look at the real teachings and transmissions of the work of the founders, the people who actually brought these teachings through, the great prophets, the great teachers from whom these religions and paths stemmed, and you'll find those that truly realized and experienced were speaking from the perspective of the universal. They were not constraining it and constricting it simply alone to build a church, build a dogmatic structure, build a outer organization. These forms, while even promoted by people within the who were the initial transmitters, were known and recognized that for their limitations and were intended for just a limited and relatively short period of time, even if it's 1,000 years or 500 years or more. It's not a very long time. The intention was to move beyond that, but rather during that period to provide a structure through which people could grow. Now we're finding the breaking down of that. For those who are within much more real traditions and teachings, then the looking of the greater work is relevant to look at how to promote the inner teachings toward the masses, toward all people that exist within this world. And the only way that you can find through this maze, because it is a maze, is to hold on to grasp on to that ungraspable, the limitless, ever-changing, ever-growing teaching of the way, the transmission of the way, to put yourself within the path and open the door to offering yourself as a co-worker within this framework if you're guided and led to be of assistance, and to keep open the possibility, to keep open the opportunity for you to be a co-worker in transmitting the inner to all peoples. And the way this is done is through your own particular guidance within the framework of your own capacities and abilities, how you are led, what you feel, what you know to do, rather than some framework or rigid rules and regulations. And thus to be part of the greater work in extending the inner teachings and the transmission to all within the world, it's of highest use, the best and easiest way is not to try to figure it all out, but rather place yourself within the larger transmission, the one teaching, the one guidance, open the door to be of help, to be of assistance, and to pay attention to how you're led and guided to act and do and how to extend this. If you're within the framework of an organizational structure, you are initiated, you are guided, then you open the door to this and recognize that this may entail releasing materials that have hitherto been reserved for the fewer, for those within the path or within the initiatic structure, to open the way for people to make contact with you, to open up classes, meetings, on a more superficial level, to more people, but also to never lose sight of the fact that these meetings, to be correctly done, need to be limited to the people who are appropriate at the particular level in the right manner, who have gone through whatever preliminaries are needed. And this can be either an outer or inner person. It's not fixed so much on whether the person is within your particular organizational structure or not. You open the door for the transmission to take effect and to work. And by placing yourself within that framework, that larger guidance, then you'll get the inspiration what to do, or not to do, when to do it, and how to do it. So this is part and parcel of the movement toward the laity, the non-priesthood individual, becoming more of the worker, and this is within the framework of the greater teaching at this point, the greater work.